This episode of Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom, is brought to you by PodUp.com. Have you ever thought about creating your own episode? You know, like having your own podcast? What are you waiting for? Get started at PodUp.com. They're one of the sponsors of this podcast, and they'd love to someday sponsor yours. Starting is as easy as creating an account at PodUp.com today. PodUp has literally everything that you need to run a full professional show. PodUp has over 35 different tools with AI integration to further help you succeed. Create a free starter account or get a paid account for 15% off with code LAUGHWITHME15. So go check out PodUp.com, or if you're wanting a podcast that's done for you where you pay an agency to do all the website, social media, editing work, check out PodAllies.com. PodAllies is an agency run by the folks that literally built the PodUp podcasting software. Get started with them at PodAllies.com. Get 15% off when you sign up today for PodUp or PodAllies with code LAUGHWITHME15. We can't wait to create with you and launch your podcast. Are back. It's a brand new episode of Laugh With Me, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I'm your host, J-O, and boy, oh boy, do we got a good one for you. You know what? I haven't busted this out very often lately, and then I did one not that long ago, a story time with J-O, and wasn't planning on doing that for this week. Honestly, I had completely other plans. In fact, a guest lined up. We're going to get to that guest another time. My apologies to Matt Damon. This is important, guys. It is story time with J.O. Something happened to me today. And frankly, it needed to be shared to the masses. I mean, there's, you know, sometimes an event or a situation, an altercation, as in this case, happens to you, and you need to share it. I've had those instances in the past, and I've shared it with you. As you know, if you've been a loyal listener of Laugh With Me, you know that I am a pepper spray attack survivor. Okay? I have been pepper sprayed in the line of duty. And you know what? I won that one. I got my groceries back. Okay, the thief ran away with nothing but lack of self-confidence, basically. They gave me everything that they had. And I walked away with burning all over my head, eyes, face. But I got my groceries, and isn't that really what mattered? That was quite the day. You can go back in the archives and hear all about that. Today, man, I don't know what it is about work, but people are getting wild out there. And this time, I didn't do shit, okay? This time, they came at me. I will say, last time, when I got pepper sprayed, yeah, I was a little aggressive to try to get my groceries back, okay? Did I have to go out in the parking lot and try to take the cart with the groceries back? No. I didn't have to do that. I could have let them have their groceries, and we would have taken the whatever couple hundred dollar loss or whatever it is, and I would never have been able to tell my tale. But I did get the groceries back. Nobody got hurt, right? Nobody got hurt. This time, there really wasn't anything to gain or lose other than you know, the possible end game scenarios within what transpired here today. I'm going to get into it. It's sad, really. But what I think is important to talk about is what could have been. Okay? What could have been on the other side. Because it's kind of fun and interesting to think about. Because, you know, at the end, I could have been a legend. You know, they would have been talking about me for years and decades and maybe even centuries to come. But you know what? Instead, I just handle my damn business and we won't have to worry about it. But either way, this week's episode of Laugh With Me officially, Storytime with J.O. I highly recommend grabbing a beer for this one because I'm sure of it. This morning at 5:50 a.m., somebody was drinking. It wasn't me. Shit. I wanted to after, but it wasn't me. But the customer that walked to the gas station this morning, he had to have been on something, whether it was he was drunk or on some kind of like painkillers. I don't know. Maybe he's just going through some shit mentally and it kind of just caught up to him. Here's the thing. I could have been decapitated today. Now, I wasn't, right, JoJo? Because I handled my damn business, okay? Now, when somebody says, I'm going to rip your head off, you handle your damn business. What could he have done? He could have ripped my damn head off. And that's the thing. It would have been very rare. It doesn't happen very often anymore. It used to. I looked it up. I was looking at even just like in the United... I mean, decapitations used to happen all over the world. Apparently, it was quite the deal. In the United States, we don't have as many of these types of situations anymore. And most of them have to do with, you know, in a relationship where either the guy's upset with the girl, or the girl's upset with the guy. That's generally the situation in the United States of why somebody gets decapitated. You know, from 1978 to 1991, it was a rare deal where it was just one guy named Jeffrey Dahmer, and he was out decapitating. I mean, 16 of his victims, in fact, lost their heads. Not the situation here, but yeah, it's pretty interesting when you actually go back and read everybody who's ever just had their head torn off, and it really a lot of it has to do with relationship. Here, this one not relationship related. This guy Adam Walsh, 1981, abducted from a Sears department store at the Hollywood Mall in Hollywood, Florida. And his head was found in a drainage canal 2 weeks after he was murdered. 2 weeks after. I'm going to go ahead and go on the record as saying that's the beginning of the end for Sears. That's when people stopped going to Sears. 1981. Yeah, it was still a major player in the retail game, you know, in 81 and after. But that was the beginning of the downfall. People were scared they're going to lose their heads. I'm calling it. You heard it here first, guys. And that's just to the United States. You look at, let's go to Sweden. Sweden's had it better than us. The last time they lost somebody getting their head cut off was in 1910, and it was because of using the guillotine for execution. You know, actually, the guillotine was a very popular form of execution all over the world, but for the most part, it's illegal now. A lot of fictional characters have lost their heads as well. Some that we have enjoyed, some maybe that we haven't. Ed Truck from The Office, he lost his head. I forgot all about that. There's a bunch of people throughout the Final Destination series that lost their head. None in the first Final Destination, but Final Destination 2, Nora Carpenter lost her head. Man. It's wild. Freddy Krueger and Freddy versus Jason decapitated. Isn't that something? Oh, Boss Tanaka and Kill Bill Volume 1. I forgot all about that one. Oh, Tortuga and Breaking Bad. A lot of people remember that, I'm sure. That's a pretty relevant and newish one. Here's a spoiler alert if you haven't seen Deadpool and Wolverine. Sabretooth was decapitated. That's the deal. A lot of people have been. Just not a lot recent. And that's where today's story comes in. I very well could have been on my name on this list, 2024, gas station, lost his head. That's what it would have said. It probably would have said something like Jeremy Odom, host of Laugh With Me and Bottom Five Podcast, super popular podcasts, decapitated at work. That's probably what it would have said. So here's what happened. Sorry, I had to stretch. Sometimes you just have to get ready. Like, I feel like I'm gonna be in a fight again. So, you know, we're opening up the store, and it's actually a pretty busy morning, and we're selling stuff. It's me and my coworker. We're both running the registers because in the morning you get that morning rush, and it's nonstop. People buying coffee, donuts, breakfast sandwiches, you know, blah blah blah. And we had a little bit of a lull, and this older guy comes in, probably 70 years old. Looks like he's been through the ringer a little bit. He comes in, and he just starts going on about how he'd been shot. And we're like, oh, shoot, you know, do you need to go to the hospital? And he goes, you try to go. I'm like, well, I did. Like, I had this whole thing with my Crohn's, and I was bleeding. And then, you know, it's like I was losing iron. And this, so anyway, I didn't want to go through my whole medical history with him and be like, yeah, and then it was just disputes with the doctors and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I ended up getting what I needed, and I feel great today. I didn't want to, go through all that, so I was just like, yeah, man, if you got shot, though. And he's like, yeah, I get shot every day. I'm like, that's probably not the case. I mean, he didn't look bloody, and he didn't appear to have any issue with blood loss. And or in pain, for that matter. And he's going on about how he works for the police, kind of like undercover-ish. And he was driving to get this bad guy, and they were shooting at him, which is a common issue for him. And then, you know, he doesn't have a car, though. And then he's going on and on and on about how he... He's got this wife, but he doesn't, and he is in town for a funeral, which is funny because my coworker actually went to high school with this guy and was like, oh, you're so-and-so, and he's like, oh, yeah, and they knew each other, and then there is a funeral on Saturday that they would both know, and she's like, oh, so you're in town for, you know, this person, and he goes, oh, no, probably another one. Classic answer. When you don't want to say who you're in town for a funeral for, when there isn't one, when that's just like your go-to. Anyway, he lives in Colorado, but he's in town for a funeral, and then he doesn't have a car, and then he's just like going up to this other customer, and he's like, "Hey, can you get me a coffee?" This customer's like, "Sure, I'll buy you coffee. It's like $1." So he goes and gets his coffee, and then he leaves. You know, no big problem. He like just walks out of the store. Awesome. See you later. And I'm thinking like, all right, well, how many hot dogs I need to get on the rollers? Like, kind of looking through orders. Like, you know, yeah, that Zen. You guys know what those Zen, like the nicotine pouches that people put in their lips? Like, those are flying, but they can't keep up with the stock because the trend's so high. It's like, I think about that a lot because not because I don't want to do it. I don't want to use it, but I'm just, you know, how do I get more? For the customer. So then my coworker, though, is concerned because this guy, she's like, I hope he left. So then, because he just seemed off, which, yeah, yes, he did. So I go outside and I start walking around. I don't see him. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going back in because I really need to start ordering this in. And then next thing you know, he comes walking up the front sidewalk and I'm like, he's back. He comes in the store immediately. There's only like one or two other customers in the store. They're buying their goods or, you know, grabbing whatever they need in the store. And then he comes up to the front counter and he says to me and my coworker, and he's like, I've been shot and nobody will call anybody. I'm like, well, what do you need? Like, we'll certainly call who you ever you need. And he goes, call anybody, but do not call. And then he named our county. Their police. And I'm like, okay, buddy. And he looks at me and he goes, where do you live? And I go, that doesn't matter. He immediately starts yelling at the top of his lungs about how I'm a fucking idiot and how it does matter and how he went and fought for me, for this country, to have this bullshit. And I go, hey. And I started to walk around the corner, around the side of the counter. And I said, hey, it doesn't matter, but you got to go if you're going to be yelling. And he goes, I'm going to cut your head off. And he comes at me, and I jack him. Pop him right in the side. He drops. Drops there. He was coming at me, first of all. This is self-defense. No bullshit on my end. He goes down. We immediately call the police. And the sheriff's office arrived, right? They're pretty quickly. And he's down. Coffee everywhere. They get to, I'm like, hey, this is what happened. You can check cameras, you can ask any of the witnesses here, like, this is what happened. Turns out they know this guy. He has been a problem for a few months. He's been in town for a funeral for a few months. Unfortunately homeless and unfortunately going through something mentally, but we didn't know. We just knew that somebody came in and was absolutely losing their shit when I wouldn't say where I live. And then came at me, he's going to cut my head off. Like, then the last thing I wanted to do was join this list of decapitations. I went over the list. First of all, it's really not that great of a list when you think about it. Like, I could have given you the names of a lot of the folks. I could have given you the last 10 people in the United States or even the world that have been decapitated. You wouldn't be able to name one of them. Like, you wouldn't have been like, oh, yeah, I remember that one. No, none. So not a cool list to be on. No one's really going to remember you. Am I on the list? So when some idiot like me looks up that list, do you get to see it? Yeah. And that's where I would be sitting. So it's really not even that cool of a list to be on. Pull him into the car, to the sheriff's car. I have to go to the sheriff's, a different one. Explain my deal. I do get self-defense. So I get to go back to where I ended up getting the Zen order on time. Thank you. And then he got taken away because you can't threaten to decapitate people and lunge at them and make a mess of coffee everywhere. You know? That's just not really something a person should do. But that was my day. I don't know. That's sometimes you have a day like this and it's not so much that it's like, oh man, this is like a banner day, because it's really not. Like, at the end of the day, I'm safe. Everybody at the store was safe. You know, even the guy is safe. He's in a good place right now, so he can get help. But it's just something, you know, I'll probably remember, you know, in passing at times, be like, oh yeah, I remember when that guy wanted to cut my head off. And I'm like, but he didn't, you know. I guess I won that one, you know. Like, I'm gonna take the W. Like, if we all have a record of every fight we've ever been in, like, I'm 1-0, okay? Amateur status, sure, but I'm 1-0. I'm pretty proud of that, you know. I'm not trying to go professional or anything, and I really don't want to get in the fight game at all. But if I had to or, you know, maybe started lifting and was just like, you know what, I think maybe this is where I need to be right now. You know, I would definitely bring that 1-0 record with me, and it'd be something to maybe get me into a better fight for the next time. But I don't know. Definitely makes for an interesting morning. The day was really lame after that, frankly. In fact, one of my coworkers called in sick, so it was awful. I mean, it was terrible. I was just trying to do everything. That's a Tuesday. That's a Tuesday. Yeah. That happened, and it's not even something I remember forever, but I had this issue the other day in the group chat with Kyle and Eric. And you guys, they've been on the show before. Kyle's my brother. Eric's one of my best friends from high school. We got this group chat, and we're constantly chatting it up, right? I couldn't have had anything better, and they gave me crickets. I'm going to go back to it because it's actually it's an interesting story on Eric's behalf too. Okay, so he's at the zoo. So the zoo's doing these like things where, you know, it's like for adults, you know, later in the evenings, and they sell beer and you can see the animals or whatever. So he's at the zoo, and he's at the Desert Dome, and which is like the desert, and they got desert animals or whatever. He's using the restroom. He comes out of the restroom, and the people there are like, hey, the zoo lady wants to measure your arm. And he thought it was like a bit, like maybe they were just going to like teach him something. But no, apparently the gators eat coins that people throw in the pools, and they can't digest the coins. Which, side note, I had a cat once that swallowed a penny, got super sick because it couldn't digest the penny, stomach acid burning through hole through this penny. The cat was going to die. He was just a little guy. And it was like $1,000 to pay for surgery to save the cat's life, and he got the penny back. It's just this penny with a hole in it. Anyway, so I know it's a real thing, and the gator can't completely digest this penny or any of the coins. So this guy has to reach his arm through the mouth of the gator and pull the coins out of their stomach. But the problem is the arms aren't long enough to reach into the biggest gator. So their current guy has a 32-inch arm. Eric came in at 31. They needed a 34 arm length. So he was not able to save the gator. He did not have long enough arms. So he's texting us about the story, which is awesome. Like, it's actually a pretty interesting story. And then I said, you couldn't stretch it a bit? I've always been able to stretch a couple extra inches. I thought that was funny. You know, it was a dick joke. And then he's like, oh, I didn't realize how serious it was until after, when the lady spotted him across the room and then was like, you know, explaining it. And then I replied, I just read that the first long-armed gator saver was named Jacob Rock. The song Crocodile Rock was actually about him. Old JR. This was a great response. You kidding me? You don't get to show up to the damn group chat and start talking about long-armed gator savers and don't expect some jokes. That was great. No response from those fools at all. And then I say, oh, a tough crowd on a Friday. This is on a Friday. So first of all, we should be in a great mood. It's fucking Friday. And then Eric's like, oh, yo, where? I'll cut him. And it's like, you, dude. I'm not going to say you should cut yourself because that's wrong. Nobody should do that. But if we're going to be a little bitch, we it's great. Let me read it again. I just read that the first long-armed gator saver was named Jacob Rock. The song Crocodile Rock by Elton John was actually about him. You're telling me if somebody showed up with a story about long-armed people saving gators, like coins out of gators, and somebody throws that in there, you're not getting a chuckle or a little ha-ha or some kind of emoji? Like, just saying. Just saying. And then, immediately after, I send a text about how they're going to start selling alcohol at the Husker volleyball and football games next season. Do you think that would get some excitement from the boys? No, I didn't. And they may have missed it. Maybe they were going back and just be like, hey, we really fucked up on these gator jokes. And they felt bad. They didn't want to instantly jump on the Husker thing. I don't know. I just feel like I brought a lot to the chat on Friday, and sometimes it be like that sometimes. What do you think, JoJo? I'm just happy it wasn't beheaded. Oh, best part. I text my boss that all this happened. Right? Like, afterwards, I'm like, hey, just so you know, like, there was this guy, and anyway, you know, the sheriff took him, blah, blah, blah. His response? At least he didn't cut your head off. Don't worry. I'll work the rest of the day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.